Kerry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Warrior. Coming up on the show, we'll wrap up the Sherman Williams CHL Top Prospects game that took place this past week in Quebec City. We'll also look at the top performers in the OHL for the month of January, both on the ice and in the classroom. But first, this week's Pioneer Energy OHL Player of the Week is Kingston Frontenac's goaltender Jeremy Helbig. He posted a 2-win and 1-shootout loss record last week. Both of those victories, by the way, have shutout, a goals against average of 1.28 overall for the week, and a save percentage of .956. The victories came in wins against the Niagara Ice Dogs and the Mississauga Steelheads. Helvig, a 19-year-old from Markham, Ontario, is a prospect of the Carolina Hurricanes. Speaking of prospects, the annual Sherman Williams CHL-NHL Top Prospects game took place on Monday in Quebec City. It was Team Cherry picking up the win this year with a 7-5 win over Team Orr. The goal scores from the Ontario Hockey League, Mackenzie Entwistle from the Hamilton Bulldogs, Gabe Velarde of the Windsor Spitfires, along with Owen Tippett from the Mississauga Steelheads, Guelph's Isaac Radcliffe, along with on the Team Orr side, Sasha Shimolevsky of the Ottawa 67s. Shimolevsky is a second-year forward for the 67s, and while he was on the road this week, we chatted about the prospects game and his time in Ottawa so far. Sasha Shimolevsky of the Ottawa 67s joins us now, and first of all, let's talk about the experience in Quebec City on Monday night and last weekend with the Sherman Williams CHL Top Prospects game. What was that whole experience like for you?
Oh, it was great. It was very exciting. It's the one-in-a-lifetime experience for me, and just go out there and compete against the other players. You know, there's so much talent there and skill. It was just a great experience, you know, being there for the last couple of days there. It was a lot of fun.
Away from the ice, was it nice just being around a new group of guys? I'm sure some of them you crossed paths with, but a lot of new guys from across the Canadian Hockey League?
I think so, yeah. I mean, you go there and you're usually playing against all these guys battling tooth and nail, but you make a lot of friendships. It's interesting how you kind of get along when, you know, you form a team together. And, yeah, I just kind of made some friends and got to know a couple guys here and there. So, like I said, I think it was great to kind of build some camaraderie there. So it was good.
Who is your roommate, and how did things go with the new roommate for the weekend at least?
Oh, yeah, my roommate was Alex Fermentin with the London Knights. So we got along pretty well, so it was good.
Take me through this Ottawa 67s club. We're into the last 6 weeks or so of the regular season. You guys battling for position in the Eastern Conference. What's the mood around the club right now?
Yeah, obviously right now we understand what's at stake and that we have to make a good push for the playoffs because, you know, with the roster we have, there's no reason why we shouldn't be there. Played well the last couple games, you know, with some really tough wins. Obviously, the Niagara game, I couldn't make it, but it was just, watching the game, see how hard the guys are competing. And I think everyone's understanding that, right now it's a time where everyone's getting taken out and you're ready to go.
Your second year in the Ontario Hockey League, I know you missed part of the end of last year with an injury. Give me your take if you were sort of to evaluate yourself on how your season's gone personally.
Yeah, I thought, in the beginning of the season, I think I started out a little fast, actually, put up some good numbers. I think there's parts in the season where there's going to be ups and downs, points-wise, but, try not to think too much about that stuff. At the end of the day, you got to go out there and perform, and whether I contribute on the scoreboard or on the defensive side of the ice, I'll be happy either way. As long as my team's winning and, I can contribute, then, I'm a happy hockey player, so.
Going to ask as well before we let you go, now that you're in your second season in the OHL, of course, you made the decision to come to the Ontario Hockey League. Take me through how that decision came about and now your feelings on it 2 seasons in.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, growing up in California, I didn't really think about junior hockey that much. But when I moved to Michigan, I got to watch the Plymouth Whalers. And I found the OHL more attractive to my style of game. There's a lot of high-end skill and talent, and I thought that going to the OHL will give me the best opportunity to get to the next level, whether it be, at the professional level, in the AHL or the NHL, but just watching the OHL guys before me, it really seemed like that was the best fit for me.
That was Ottawa 67's forward, Sasha Shimolevsky. Here's a look at this week's CHL Top 10 rankings. The Erie Otters are the top team out of the Ontario Hockey League. They're ranked number 2 nationally behind the WHL's Regina Pats. At number 3 are the London Knights. 5 are the Sioux Greyhounds. 9 the Owen Sound Attack. And honorable mention to the Windsor Spitfires. The top performers for the month of January have been announced. Adam Maskarin of the Kitchener Rangers is the OHL Player of the Month. He had a total of 5 goals and 17 assists for 22 points in 12 games. The Defenseman of the Month, Santino Santorami of the Owen Sound Attack, 20 points on 2 goals and 18 assists in 11 games, so almost 2 points a game from the blue line, and was a plus 14 during January. The OHL Rookie of the Month, forward Alan McShane of the Oshawa Generals, as he picked up 12 points in 12 games in January. And the Vaughn OHL Goaltender of the Month, Jacob Ingham from the Mississauga Steelheads. He was 5-0-1-1 in 8 games during January with a 1.91 goals against average and a .925 save percentage. Meantime, let's shift from on the ice to in the classroom. The OHL Academic Players for the month of January are William Ennis of the Oshawa Generals in the East Division. For the Central Division, it's Ben Jones of the Niagara Ice Dogs. In the Midwest, Luke Richardson, goaltender of the Kitchener Rangers. And in the West, it's 18-year-old sophomore forward Ryan McGregor of the Sarnia Sting. So congratulations to all the top performers and academic players of the month for January. The 2017 OHL Cup Showcase Tournament, powered by Under Armour and hosted by the Greater Toronto Hockey League, is coming up in mid-March in Toronto. The latest minor midget rankings heading towards the OHL Cup include the London Junior Knights of the Alliance ranked first, the Mississauga Reps of the GTHL number 2, while the OMHA's Whippy Wildcats are at number 3. You can check out the complete rankings at OntarioHockeyLeague.com. Meantime, if you're around the rinks over the next few weeks, be sure to take part in the special OHL games partnering with the Canadian Mental Health Association. Find out more information on those on the team websites or, of course, at OntarioHockeyLeague.com. That's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Warrior. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.